447, approaching 448, WDEV AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Let's go out to the phone line now and talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. They are located in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and Arousas Point, New York. They're also over in Swanson as well, online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, hope you had a great holiday. How are you?
I did have a good holiday. I've got one more go-around tomorrow night with my parents. We always wait until after the initial holiday time to have our follow-up, just because there's a little bit less running around. So I've got one more to go, then I've got New Year's, and then I'm in the clear.
All right, let's talk. Let's get the logistical stuff out of the way. Hours for this week, tomorrow, New Year's Eve, Wednesday, New Year's Day.
So Wednesday, New Year's Day, we are closed. Before that, so tomorrow on Tuesday, the St. Albans location will be open until 4:30. It's going to be similar to the way that it was around Christmas. So if you have any questions about your local store, definitely call them and double check. It depends on their staffing level, certain plans that they have. So if you are curious about hours, definitely give them a call. But we are open, business as normal tomorrow, and then Wednesday we will be closed.
I'm going to ask you a personal work-related question here. I am doing some sanding and repainting. I'm giving something to my brother. My brother likes refurbished things. He doesn't like to buy new things, so I found something for him that I'm refurbishing. I'm sanding it down, going to paint over it. When you're sanding something, do you need to get every bit of original finish off, or just most of it, or just dull it?
So there's a couple different ways you can do it. In a perfect world, you would get it all off. Obviously, we don't live in a perfect world, so there's going to be a little bit left. Certain areas where that other finish may have dried harder or bonded, you know, to whatever the piece is. So if it's like a knot or a denser area in the wood, that finish is going to be harder to get off. With today's primers, if you get a good top and bond primer, put a nice coat of primer on there, that's going to give you the perfect base layer for your top coat to stick to. So it'll actually be sticking to the primer itself instead of the work piece. So I always recommend that you prime. Specifically, if it's a softwood, you're going to want to use a product like Bin, something that's shellac-based, so that if there are any tannins or sap or oils that are left in that wood, it doesn't bleed through your top coat.
Okay. All right. Now, I've asked a question for you. What do you have for us, things that we should know?
So not necessarily questions, but, yeah, people are still swinging in. A lot of people are coming in looking to get rid of those gift cards that are burning holes in their pockets. I did have two guys that came in today that were happy that we had a full display of, like, Tyvek suits, almost like the suits you would use if you were cleaning up garbage or if you were, like, spraying a whole room of paint. And it was funny because they actually had a gutter job today and they couldn't reschedule it. So it had started to rain right before they were driving to the job site. So they came in, asked where those were, and I asked them what they were doing, and I said, oh, are you painting? Are you guys dusting? You doing insulation? They said, no, we're putting up gutters. So we're going to take our outer layers off and then put the Tyvek suit on and then put our layers back on so that at least our cores stay warm. I said, oh, well, you know, that's a good idea, especially if you're stuck underneath the side of a roof when it's raining.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and over in Swanson and Rouses Point, New York. Kyle, Happy New Year to you. We will talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Happy New Year to everybody, and be safe on the roads.
All right.